是那么喜欢听我们的赞美诗，然后就还没想到他已经要上来给我们讲道了。
I bring you greetings today from the church in downtown Sacramento that I pastor.
他今天带来的信息呢，是从他的祝福呢，是从他的教会，从那个我们萨加满都的中心那个教会带来的。
They're meeting right now while we're meeting here together.
他们那边也在聚会，然后我们这边也在聚会。
And my son is preaching for me.
我的儿子在那边呢，是今天主持那边的祷告会。
When I'm here, he's there.
我在这里，他在那边主日讲道。
So I trust that you're being blessed already today, and that you're going to have a great week of blessing as well.
他说呢，我今天呢就。告诉你们，我们已经收到了很多的祝福。整个星期，下个星期呢，我们都会有更多的祝福。
Over the last number of weeks, I've had conversation with many people.
上个星期呢，我跟很多人的交流中。
Some nurses, some doctors, some neighbors, some personal friends, and some pastors as well.
有些是护士、医生、邻居，还有一些是牧师，还有我的朋友们。
One of the questions that I've asked each of them, how are you doing?
我的问题就是你好吗？
Often I get the comment, okay, under the circumstances.
好，在这样的情况下我很好。
Maybe it would be appropriate to ask you this morning, how are you doing?
然后我现在问你们，你们都好吗？ Is it good?
You good. That's good to hear.Well, when I question them, why are they talking, or why are they just saying good under the circumstances, they often say the same thing.
他们为什么说在这样的情况下好？他们为什么有条件？
I'm worried about my health, about finances, about difficulties in our country, about my family.
因为他们回答我的问题的时候有条件，那是他们担心他们自己的身体。经济也为这个国家和他们的家庭等等事情他们在担忧。
And probably most often now, the one answer that I hear constantly is, I'm concerned about politics.
他现在这个情况下，很多人都是为政治的原因担忧。
Concerning all of the circumstances around all of the world.
然后为整个世界的情况在担忧。
It seems that the same answer is constantly on the hearts and minds of people.
然后我得到的回答呢，都是同样的。
And if I was to summarize what they have to say, it simply says people are worrying about a lot.
如果我要给你们的回答呢，就是人们呢都是很忧虑，为很多的事情忧虑。
You might say it's worry or anxiety that we all experience one time or another.
一个呢是担忧，一个是紧张和愤怒。
When I hear this same response again and again, I think of the words that you read this morning from the 23rd Psalm.
我今天听到那么多他们的担忧，然后呢，我们就想到今天我们刚刚读过的诗篇第二十三篇。
It's probably one of the most well-known chapters in all of the Bible.
这首诗呢是在整个圣经里边算是最著名的一篇了。
The second one would be John 3:16.
然后第二个就是我们的约翰福音的第十六篇。
We'll talk about that in just a moment.
等一下我们会继续讲。
This 23rd Psalm begins, King David begins with these words, Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have all that I need.
那大卫王他开始这首诗的时候呢，第一句就是，耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
When you think of a shepherd feeds, a shepherd leads,And a shepherd meets needs.
你想想看，一个牧羊人，他会给羊喂养，然后领他们去到一个地方，然后羊需要什么，他都会供给。
So as you study the 23rd chapter of the Psalms, you hear again and again what a shepherd does in our lives when we trust him.
在我们的生活中，你就看到我们的牧者是怎么样的做任何的一件事情，为我们牧养我们。
In the midst of all of our anxieties and our worries, we need simply to trust the shepherd Jesus.
我们任何的担忧、紧张、愤怒，都可以交给主，我们的基督耶稣。
Again, David says, I lack nothing because of the shepherd God.
我从大卫的诗歌说，我不致任何缺乏，因为我有我的牧羊人。
Let me just simply say, when you worry, you're turning your attention, your security, simply to something else.
如果你担忧了太多，你就把你的注意力转向了其他的事情。
When we have worry and anxiety, we're not focusing on God.
如果我们担忧、紧张，我们就不会注意力在我们的主上面。
God is the one who can resolve our anxieties and our worry in our lives.
那我们的基督耶稣，他可以将那些担忧、紧张、愤怒都可以挪去的。
You remember what the Apostle Paul said in Philippians?
你还记得在腓立比书保罗是怎么说的吗？
My God will richly supply everything that you need.
我们的主会给我们任何的供应。
Because of his glorious Son, Jesus Christ.
因为他的儿子基督耶稣。
When you think of the Apostle Paul's life, he went through many circumstances. He was shipwrecked, he was beaten, he was jailed, and yet his trust and confidence was in Jesus.
是，我们的保罗走过的一条路，我们大家都知道，他有从开始是对基督的迫害，然后得救，然后他又被鞭打，又投入监狱。这整个过程呢，都有基督耶稣的保守。
I would say to every one of us today, we simply need to trust in Jesus to be our shepherd in everything in our life.
我们今天我要告诉大家的是，我们只要依靠基督耶稣做我们的牧羊人，我们都什么都不缺。
And it's because of what he did for us on the cross.
因为他在十字架上的救赎。
In John, the third chapter, the other verse that I referred to simply says, For God so loved the world.
在约翰福音中，他说到，因为主爱我们。
That he gave his only begotten Son.
因为他爱我们，他将自己的亲生儿子给了我们。
Whosoever believeth in him should not perish.
谁愿意信他的就不至灭亡。
But have everlasting life.
然后就会得到永生。
Because God is your shepherd, he will provide your every need in every circumstance.
因为神是我们的牧羊人，他会提供任何的一切，我们所需所用的，他都会提供。
About 1 year ago, I received a telephone call from a gentleman.
有一年呢，我接到一个电话，一个男士给我打了一个电话。
He introduced himself and he said that he had been just released from the hospital where he had suffered some mental illness.
哦，这个男士呢，他就打电话给牧师说，我呢刚刚从医院出来，就是我的精神出了状况。
He wanted to know if he could attend our church.
他问我可不可以来你们的教会。
Under my breath, I kind of chuckled because that's an interesting question.
他心里边呢咯楞了一下，就是因为这是一个很。
I quickly said to him, "You're welcome to come."
他马上就回答，哦，你欢迎你来。
And I began to tell him everything that happens at our church and what time.
然后我就告诉他我们教会。
He says, I got to tell you one other thing. The reason that I ask is I have a dog that is up with me all the time.
他说我要问你这件事情的原因呢，是因为我有一条狗一直是跟着我的。
He said, "Can my dog come with me?"
那我的狗可以来吗？他问。
And I said, "By all means."
他说当然啦，都可以。
Well, you might laugh at this now, but this man has invited three other friends, and we have three other people coming, bringing their dogs every Sunday.
这个男士呢，带了另外三个人一起来，然后又带了另外三条狗，每个星期他们都带了三条狗来。
And they quietly worship while we worship together.
他们很轻声的，我们在唱诗的时候，他们也在一起唱诗。
God meets our every need, no matter what the circumstance might be.
主给了我们所有的供应，所有的需要。
Last Sunday was Communion Sunday in our church.
上个星期呢是我们教会的大家的集体的聚会。
And after I preach the sermon on Sunday morning, we have a time of meditation in preparation of communion.
然后我们在讲道之后呢，有大家的祷告。
And I invite the people. To come forward one at a time to take the bread and then they do the same and take the cup back to their seat where they pray and meditate.
在擘饼的聚会的时候呢，他们都会被邀请到台上来拿起杯和饼。
The man I just told you about came forward to receive the elements last Sunday.
那个男士，我刚刚告诉你们的，他上来拿了饼和杯。
And he had a shirt on with this large message on it.
他有一件衣服上面都写着话语。
Everybody needs Jesus.
每个人都需要耶稣基督。
What a way and a testimony as we were being reminded that Jesus' son died for us and that he's forgiven us of our sins.
这个最好的见证就是他在十字架上。十字架上为我们的罪死了。
Brothers and sisters, God does not want you to worry.
主不要你们任何人有任何的担忧。
God wants you to trust Him in everything.
主要你们把所有的事情都交给他。
But if you doubt that to be the case,
然后你如果你有
God's Word tells us again and again.In the Sermon on the Mount, why worry is wrong.
在登山宝训上，他一遍又一遍地告诉我们，忧虑是错误的。
Let me mention a few of the things that we find from Matthew 5 and Matthew 6.
然后我们来学习马太福音的六和七。
I would encourage you today to read the Matthew 5 and 6 sometime this week.
下个星期呢，你们把马太福音的第五章、第六章都去读一下。
The Bible says worry is unreasonable.
他说，担忧是没有用的。
Jesus says it makes no sense for us to worry.
应该是任何事情都不用担忧。
Did you realize that worry is a learned characteristic?
你知道吗？担忧是实在是一点都是担忧是一种个性。
If you can learn to worry, you can learn to unworry.
你要是学会了担忧，你就要学会不担忧。
Jesus simply says, "Worry makes no sense."
主耶稣说，担忧是没有用的。
Worrying about worrying gets you nowhere.
担忧和担忧让你成为了不担忧，负负得正。
Last week, I went to the dentist's office.
上个星期我去了牙医那边。
I've gone to the dentist many times.
我去了牙医很多很多次了。
But last week, I was extremely worried about going to the dentist.
上个星期呢，我就特别的紧张去到那个牙医那边。
The dentist assistant invited me to come back, and I sat down in that nice chair.
那个牙医助理呢，让我坐在一个非常舒适的牙医凳上。
And she put the chair back and put the cloth on so it wouldn't get on my shirt.
他把椅子放下躺平，然后在我的前面呢放了一块塑料布，我的衣服就不会弄脏了。
The dentist walked in and he said, "How are you doing?"
那个医生牙医进来了就问我，你好吗？
I said, okay, under the circumstances.
他说好，在在这些情况下吧。
So he started his process.
他开始他的手术。
I had a hold of the handles, and my legs were shaking like this.
我的手紧紧握住床的边上，然后我的两个腿都紧张的抖动起来。
And I offered this little prayer.
然后呢，我就开始祷告。
Lord Jesus, I have nothing to worry about.
主啊，我没有什么可以担忧的。
You're my shepherd.
你是我的牧者。
You'll take care of me.
你会保护我。
And that's exactly what happened.
这就是。
My legs stopped shaking, and I could relax.
然后我的腿就不发抖，然后我的两个手也不用扶着那边，我就可以放松了。
The Bible says worry is unreasonable.
圣经告诉我们担忧是不需要的。
Another thing that the Bible says about worry is unnatural.
另外一个，那圣经上告诉我们担忧呢，它不是自然的。
The Bible says, look at the birds of the air, look at the animals.
你看看天上的鸟，看看地上的走兽。
I don't say this to be funny.
我不是说好笑的。
But what God created doesn't worry.
主，你看看那些动物。
Rocks don't worry.
那个石头不会担忧。
Trees don't worry.
树不会担忧。
Animals don't worry.
动物也不会担忧。
The only thing that God created that worried is humans.
只有人才会担忧。
Worry is not.Something that should be taking place in our lives.
担忧呢，不应该在我们的生活中出现。
Worry is unnatural.
担忧是不是自然的。
Another thing that we discover from Matthew 6 is that worry is unhelpful.
第六节的马太福音说呢，忧郁是没有帮助的。
Worry doesn't get us anywhere.
担忧不能带我们去任何地方做任何事。
Worry just does not work.
担忧是没有什么工作效率的。
Well, God's word is very clear about that. Let me just suggest another thing.
主的话语呢是非常的精确的，让我来告诉你们另外一件事。
Worry is unnecessary.
担忧是不需要的。
The Bible says that God will provide us everything that we need.
圣经说，主会给我们任何事、任何事情、任何东西我们所需要的。
You remember the words of Jesus? He says, "I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you."
主说过，在圣经上说，我永远不会离开你，因为我救你们。
There are many promises in the Bible.
在圣经里边有很多的应许。
And Jesus will fulfill every promise in the Bible.
在圣经里边，他全部都充满了这些应许。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus said that He created every one of us, uniquely in His image.
他从每个人的身上都有神的样式。
And he says he will bless us.
他要保。
He will lead our steps.
他要保佑我们，要引导我们走好每一步。
And he will fulfill every promise.
他会充满我们，让我们必不至缺乏。
And I can simply say to you as testimony of my own life.
他想告诉你们他的一件见证。
He has been faithful and he has never failed.
他是那么的信实，没有。
And he won't fail you.
从来都不会让我们失望。
Well, one last thing that the Bible tells us about worry.
最后一件事情呢，圣经告诉我们关于担忧的。
The Bible tells us that worry is unbelief.
担忧就是不信任。
Only people who don't know God are always worrying.
只有那些不信主的人才会担忧。
And we who are part of God's family and know Him as our Savior have no reason to worry.
我们是主内的弟兄姐妹，我们知道他会拯救我们。
So when we worry, if we're acting like unbelievers.
如果我们担忧了，就表示我们不信任他。
God simply says, "I don't want you to worry. I'm your shepherd."
主说过，我不要你们担忧，我是你们的牧者。
Let me close with a verse from the Apostle Paul.
然后我将保罗的话作为结束语。
In Philippians, he simply says,
在腓立比书他这样说。
All the moment I have, at this very moment, I have all that I need.
在所有的时间里边。
More than I need.
更多的我告诉你们。
If God who will supply all of your needs from his riches and glory because of Christ Jesus.
因为神给了我们丰丰富富的所有的一切。从基督耶稣那里来。
If he did it for Paul,
他
给 he'll do it for us.
他给了保罗，也会给我们。
So a practical message today to us, brothers and sisters.
所以今天重要的信息给我们弟兄姐妹的是。
Is the Lord is my shepherd.
主是我们的牧人、牧者、牧羊人。
I need nothing.
我不需要什么了。
Because he will supply my every need. 因为
我们的耶和华会给我们任何的东西我们所需要的。
God bless you.
愿主保佑各位弟兄姐妹。阿门。好，我们一起起立唱三一颂。